It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host, Douglas Sells. In studio with Doug is Ryan Baker. The Catholic High School Football Preview Show is brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Now here's your host, Douglas Sells.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Only two of the area's seven Catholic high school football teams made it to the postseason this year, and only one is moving on to round two of the playoffs. In our Central Catholic League Game of the Week last Friday night, Bishop Hartley scored 30 unanswered points and beat Athens 51-14. And on Saturday, Fisher Catholic fell to Trimble 36-0. So it's on to round two of the playoffs for Hartley tonight as our crew heads to Hamilton Township, where the Hawks take on fellow Eastside school Eastmore. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf bring you all the live play-by-play immediately following the preview show right here on AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com. And stay tuned after the game tonight for the AM 820 scoreboard show, as always presented by this week's sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Ryan Baker and this week's sports editor Lee Cochran bring you all the playoff scores, and they'll talk with the winning coaches from the area. You can be a part of the show. Tweet us your scores at AM820Scoreboard, and you can get all the scores on our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. Last Saturday night in round one of the Division 7 playoffs, Fisher Catholic faced a 10-1 Trimble team that had pitched seven shutouts in nine games this season, including four in a row. Fisher Catholic kept it close, trailing just 8-0 at the half and 15-0 heading into the fourth quarter. But then the Tomcats scored 21 fourth quarter points en route to a 36-0 win. Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller joins us now on the preview show. And coach, we talked last week about how good that Tomcats defense is. And on offense, well, they just line up in the wishbone and run the ball all night. Did that wear on your guys as the game went on?
No, it didn't wear on our guys. What it did is they set the edge, and we couldn't set the edge on them. They were bigger, stronger, and faster. And we really struggled with our outside linebacker, our defensive end, and our cornerback at setting that edge. They did a phenomenal job of kicking out the seven technique on us and putting the ball in the D gap. My hat's off to them. So very simple but very effective scheme. And they beat us at the point of attack as far as the first quarter is concerned. Coming into the halftime, I want to talk about the fact that we were outside in a tent with no sides, no heat, and 30-degree weather. But I will tell you this. I thought our kids came back in the second half and we were poised to really take it to them. And in the fourth quarter, we fumbled three times, 21 points in 2 minutes. And so I was like a deer in the headlight, truly, in the fourth quarter, watching 21 points compile in 2 minutes on our mistakes. It really hurt me simply because I love these kids so much. And I thought we could have really have ruled our own destiny if we would have beat those guys.
Joined on the preview show by Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller, his Irish wrap up the season with a record of 6-4. And speaking of that destiny, you have to be very proud of this team. You guys go to the playoffs for the first time since 2006. Just how proud are you of these guys for what they did this season?
Let me tell you something. What these kids accomplished is exactly, look, they set a goal and they accomplished their goal. And that's what life's all about, is improving, always reaching for your goals, and never giving up. These kids never gave up on themselves. Beat Rosecrans in the last 4 minutes of the previous week's game. And Rosecrans, Mark, is probably, in my estimation, one of the best coaches in the NSL. And we were fortunate enough to beat him. These kids reached their goal. I was extremely proud of their efforts. And I'd say something, even to the fourth quarter, we're throwing the ball and we're making hay. We're trying to put the ball in the end zone against Trimble. Again, my hat's off to Trimble. Hope we see him next year. I think the results will be different.
Coach, you just mentioned talking about next year already. You've got your quarterback, Caden Starcher, coming back, your running back, Nick Crooner, as well, just to name a few. How excited are you already for next season with the progress you guys have made in 2 years?
Oh, I'm excited. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We're big, we're strong, and we're going to get better. The point being, though, is when you watch kids reach, when they set a goal and they reach it, as a head coach, you got to love the fact that your kids are doing what they said that they wanted to do, and they reach that goal. You know, and I look back at the mom and dads, and I look at their accomplishments as a football team. It all is a reflection of their moms and dads.
All righty, Coach. Well, certainly a great season for you and your team. 6-4. You go to the postseason for the first time in 12 years. Again,
Great season for you guys. Thanks for joining us all season long on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Very nice of you to take time out to join us each week, and we look forward to checking in with you next season. Good luck in the off season, Coach.
Guys, I enjoyed being on your show. You guys are quality guys. Thank you so much for the attention, and hopefully we represent next year.
Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller. Bishop Hartley moves on to round two of the Division III playoffs following last week's 51-14 win over Athens in our CCO Game of the Week here on AM 820. Hawks head coach Brad Birchfield joining us now on the preview show. And coach, this one was close early. You had a 21-14 lead, but then your guys scored 30 unanswered points. How was your team able to pull away?
Well, we got a big turnover that kind of made it it got us to 31-14 right before half, which was huge. But offensively, we were a machine all night. I think we only punted a couple times. We were concerned about their size, but we were really able to grind them away. And, once we leaned on them, we were really able to take control through the second quarter on.
Coach, you talk about your offense there, but 14 points is the lowest point total Athens had had all season. What did you see that you liked from your defense last week?
Well, they were a pretty multidimensional football team. They were running and throwing. I thought if we could take them away from running the football, I think we're pretty good coverage-wise. We're going to give up some, but I think it's tough for teams to beat us throwing the ball. So we took them away from running the football, made them one-dimensional, and that obviously helped us win.
Joined on the preview show by Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield, his Hawks are at Hamilton Township tonight facing Eastmore in round two of the D3 playoffs. It's our CCL Game of the Week live right here on AM 820 right after the abbreviated preview show. Coach, this will only be the fifth time ever that these two schools have met up, being so close in proximity to one another. It's kind of hard to believe that you've only played each other four times before tonight, and the last time was more than 50 years ago.
Yeah, I think it's hard to believe, too. We both have such great, rich football traditions in Central Ohio. I think that Eastmore in the 60s and 70s was, the best team in the city. And, we were certainly right there hanging in there in the 60s and 70s under Coach Ryan. So I'm surprised that they haven't played one another. I played for the legendary Eastmore coach Bob Stewart, and he told me that he used to scrimmage Coach Ryan every year when he was at Eastmore and Coach Ryan was at Hartley. So we've obviously been scrimmaging for a long time, so we've had a lot of good relationships with one another, but just never hooked up when it counted till now.
Coach, you've talked about those scrimmages, and like you said, you've scrimmaged them every year since you've been the head coach at Hartley. How can those scrimmages help you out tonight?
Well, I don't know if they help you too much. Both teams this year were able to do good things against the other, so I'm sure both teams are going to be pretty confident. I did have a little bit of a funny comment this week. I think it was either Mason Sawyer or Angelo Evans. We're talking about this kid, and I'm saying, hey, this kid's really good, this kid's really big, and this kid's here. And one of them finally said, Coach, you know we've played them, so we know all these guys. I mean, we're okay. And so it kind of was a slap in the face of reality that, maybe what we see on tape and what we think, these are kids, and we're going to play some football.
Speaking of some of those guys, Warriors running back Savon Edwards, he's rushed for 1,500 yards. He's scored 30 touchdowns this year. Is he the key to your stopping the Eastmore offense?
They have really good skill guys, not just Savon, but the other running back, number one. They have a really big senior class that are playing, and that's how you're still playing at this time. You're led by great seniors. Savon is a key, though. There's no question. Like the tight games that they have won, particularly the Walnut Ridge game, he has been the factor in. He caught a trick play and, made a big play at the end of the game. So he's a big factor. We've got to make sure our best guys are around him at all times.
Coach, when team success comes, so does individual awards, and you had a lot of guys named to the Central District teams this week. Talk a little bit about some of those guys and how proud you are of them.
I am proud of them, but I wrestle a little bit with how much that means or what it means, and I don't know. I mean, listen, the linebacker from DeSales was a really great player. He was District Player of the Year. Good for him. I'm not trying to be coarse, but he hasn't played in a playoff game in 3 years. So I don't really want to. Savon was the Offensive Player of the Year, and our guys kind of take that personally. We would like to reflect on team success a lot more than individual success. But here's where it comes a double-edged sword, because we preach that all the time, and the kids love that. The kids love when somebody gets more individual success than them, yet they can beat them on the field. That drives us. It drives me. It drives our program. Again, it's sports. I'm not trying to sound coarse on it, but that's the reality of what we try to preach. We're never going to be the hype school. We're never going to be the hype team. That being said, you like to see those kids who have done so well get rewarded. You like to see those kids stick their chest out and know that they're really, really good and somebody else thinks they're really, really good. I'm always happy that, you know, there's probably somewhere inside of me that thinks, gosh, I think we got the best defensive player in the Central District. I know we got the best offensive player in the Central District. And doggone it, I wish other people recognized that too. But, you know, it will enable us to have the chip on our shoulder for a long time.
And there's nothing better than the postseason accolade of a state championship and getting some playoff wins along the way. Brad, thanks for joining us. As always, good luck tonight against Eastmore in round two of the playoffs.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield, one of those postseason accolades, went to Central District junior running back Jalen January of the Hawks. Our Ryan Baker spoke with Jalen earlier this week.
Jalen, a big 51-14 win over Athens last week in the first round of the Division III playoffs. You guys were a little close early on in this game, 21-14, but then you guys explode and get that big win. What do you think changed there midway through the second quarter, kind of flipped the switch?
Well, we definitely kept playing our game. You know, the first half was pretty solid for us. You know, we missed a key couple of plays, but I think in the second half, we made up for the turnovers and stuff like that they did. So we just capitalized on what they did for us.
You only played in the first half this week. Last week. You've been dealing with that bum ankle since the beginning of the St. Charles game. I guess first question is, how's the ankle feel now, and how you think it'll feel Friday?
It's definitely getting better. You know, I've been working on it a lot. I've been ice stem treating it a lot, especially at home. And, you know, when I get to the locker room, Jim's a great trainer, so he's been doing a lot with it. And Friday, it definitely should be good to go. So,
in your absence, Kieron Anderson kind of exploded here.
Yes.
Almost two 100-yard games, 98,
yes.
I think, against St. Charles, and 92 last week. I can see the smile on your face. How happy are you to see Kieron come out and play like that?
Oh, Kieron's my boy. You know, he definitely does everything for this team. I think he's probably the best leader we have on this team. He does everything for us. He stepped up big, even though he didn't know all the plays and stuff like that. I honestly cannot thank him more enough.
You guys move on this week. You take on a little East Side, maybe not rival because you guys have never played. You guys scrimmage against each other in Eastmore. It's our CCL game of the week here on AM 820. Just talk about that. Coach Birchfield said they should just play this one at the corner of Main and James. Talk about how close these schools are and how fun that's going
to
be Friday.
Oh, yes. Close enough to where like half of the people here are friends with half the people at Eastmore. So it's definitely, you know, a little friendly rivalry, and it should definitely be gun. It's going to be fun. There's going to be a lot of people there. It's going to be a very electric game to start out with, and I think, you know, this should be fun to play, so I'm ready to go Friday.
They have a really good running back in Savon Edwards. Now through 11 games, he's rushed for just about 1,500 yards, and he's got 30 touchdowns. You this year in the regular season rushed for over 1,400 yards and had 19 touchdowns. Today, Savon was named the Central District Player of the Year, so is that going to be a little fuel to the fire for you this week?
Well, Savon's he's a pretty good friend of mine, so, you know, all props to him. He did his thing this year. I can't bumble anything he says, but, you know, he's definitely a great player, but it should be a great running back rivalry. So we'll see what happens.
Obviously, you don't want to look ahead at all, but if you guys beat Eastmore this week, that'll be your ninth straight regional final game here at Hartley. Is that something you guys take pride in and think about a lot?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Every year, you know, we expect – honestly, we come in with the attitude that, you know, we could do it every year. And I know this team has the potential to do it. So this game definitely should, you know, add a little bit of pace to everybody. You know, we should be good to go, especially with a little friendly rival in the playoffs. Can't beat that.
Well, Jalen, I'll let you go. They're must be wanting us out of here because they turned the lights off on us. Good luck this week when you guys take on Eastmore.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Hartley running back Jalen January and our Ryan Baker for that. The Hawks are just moments away from round two of the Division III playoffs when they take on Eastmore at Hamilton Township. It's our CCL Game of the Week live right here on AM 820. And don't forget, after the game tonight, it's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran will give you all the scores from around the state and talk with the winning Central Ohio coaches. Plus, they'll preview some of tomorrow's playoff games. If you have a score, tweet it to us at AM820Scoreboard and check out our website, AM820Scoreboard.com. This was our final preview show of the season, but as long as Hartley keeps winning in the playoffs, we'll keep bringing you their games live right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. So stay tuned to AM820 for game times and information. For Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Thanks for listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show all season long. And enjoy tonight's game, everybody.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Save up to $7,000 on a new Jeep Cherokee or Chrysler Pacifica during the summer clearance event. Release a new Ram 1500 for just $213 a month. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way. The Bob.